Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Be Unique Radio's Manifest Monday with Mary Brotherton. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern, Mary and her guests share manifest success stories and tips for how you can learn to create the life you've always wanted. Jillian Harris is with us the second Monday of each month. The conscious cougar herself and our generous sponsor will join the show. You don't want to miss Jillian's dynamic personality and manifesting knowledge. Now grab a pen and paper for Mary's phone number, then just call her with your questions about manifesting and the law of attraction. Here's that number, area code 516-418-5651. Don't be shy.
Good morning. Let's manifest together. Rather than dwell on my inadequate sleep due to an invasion of carpenter ants, I am manifesting gratitude for the home I can share with the little creatures while researching ways to remind them that their home is outdoors. I'm grateful that my home is so inviting and comfortable. Thank you, Gus, God, universe, spirit, source, for the ability to research how to keep ants from coming into my beautiful home. I'm grateful for binaural beep power naps to help me keep focused on days I am operating on fewer hours than normal. Thank you, Gus, for the people who call 516-418-5651 today to talk about what they want to manifest, because I am happiest when I'm helping others. Thank you for anticipating my needs and sending me to Alicia last week, who gave me a sample of delicious doTERRA greens, which helped me start my day with nourishment and energy. I wasn't sure about them. I had tried some of the chocolate protein drink and wasn't impressed. And I've tried other green drinks before and was never happy, but these were pretty good. So good that I intend to order some more. Now, I want you to remember, when you manifest, you are telling the universe in clear terms what you want. It's important, though, to remember that manifesting, like praying with faith, isn't a magic pill. There are things you must do on your end. For instance, because I know my personal needs for adequate sleep, I plan to take naps as my body calls for them today. I no longer push my way through every day expecting miraculous manifestation to fix everything. The rules to manifest what you want are simple. Nevertheless, there are rules. You must speak what you want into existence. It helps to create vision boards and write your manifest statements down. I am a firm believer in using a journal dedicated to the handwritten manifest statements. Science has proven that handwriting creates a stronger connection to the mind, which in truth is where the universe begins. I like to write my statements and then read them out loud. You must speak in present tense as if you already have created what you want. This eliminates dwelling on the past or dreaming for a future that may or may not come. Living in the present is the only way. So you must speak in the present tense, and you must be mindful to use only positive language. Avoid sabotaging yourself with language that doesn't serve you. Be clear, be concise, be positive. I'll go back to my earlier statement. Thank you, Gus, for the people who call me at 516-418-5651 today to talk about manifesting. And if you're listening to this in archive, today was August 28th. And I do like to add, so it is, as a sort of amen to my statements. But I also want you to remember that the universe is always looking out for what is for our best, our highest good. And sometimes I don't get callers, because I need to finish the lesson for the day and get off and move on. Because everybody doesn't have time to call in and everybody doesn't want to listen to a long show. So I'm very mindful about some of the things when I ask for callers that perhaps today no one will call. Perhaps today six people will. Manifesting is a lot like praying. Both call on you to believe without proof that what you want is already yours. Claim it and it will happen. Build it and they will come. Write it and they will read. Think it and you have it. Thoughts become things, plain and simple. The main difference is where you place your trust, in God or yourself, or God and yourself. That's why I refer to GUS, which covers so many areas. God, universe, spirit, source. It's a higher power, and it really doesn't matter if you believe you are that power or that you possess that higher power within you, or if you think of it as an external entity. What matters is how you create your reality. I'll give you an example. Since 2012, I have been living with a skin condition that has recently been officially diagnosed as psoriasis. The problem was I also had a fungus living within the dead skin. This affected my hands and feet only, but when it flared up, I was nearly paralyzed. I could barely hold a fork at one point and required a walker to get around in my home. It's now 2023. So I've been managing life very uncomfortably for more than 10 years. I've seen more than 24 medical practitioners, including half a dozen dermatologists. The whole time I prayed and manifested a cure, hopping from one healer to another. Some got great results that lasted a short time. Nearly all of them told me I needed to heal my gut. Science has proven that when the gut is not healthy, the skin suffers. I wanted to avoid steroids and other chemicals at all costs, but I spent a great deal of money on alternative medical treatments that never quite healed my skin. Then in May of this year, just 3 months ago, I had one of my worst flares and my faith in God superseded my faith in myself. I cried, cursed, prayed, begged, and then I finally simply stated, I cannot, I will not live like this any longer. Show me what to do. I called my alternative practitioner that I'd been using, and she suggested I use aloe vera to soothe the fire because she was unavailable. Then I listened to my gut. Yep, I listened to my gut. I made calls to two dermatologists I had seen for other issues, and neither of them could see me for more than 2 months. I did a quick bit of research and found another dermatologist in the next city and was shocked to learn she could see me the very next day, even though I was a new patient. She diagnosed me with science, and I am now 95% better. I had to accept that sometimes what we want isn't possible with what we think we want. Bear that in mind. That was my conflict. And that was my obstacle. I wanted to cure my skin holistically and inexpensively and fast. That was not possible. I surrendered and admitted that my way may not be the best way. And then suddenly a cure was in my grasp. I had to change my vibration from defiance to compliance. Now, when I look at my hands or my feet, I am in awe. I realize Gus helped me manifest the cure I'd been saying I wanted. but I had to get out of my own way. I could not get the cure I needed holistically. I couldn't get it fast, holistically. Certainly couldn't get it inexpensively. Now, through the magic of insurance, which is not inexpensive, I have achieved the fastness through the medical care I've been getting. Another rule to manifesting is to believe that you deserve whatever you are asking for. And until I could truly believe that I deserve to be healed at all costs, I just deserve to be healed. I didn't deserve necessarily to be healed through the alternative medical practices I was using. I thought that they were better than the modern practices. I could never achieve my dream of healthy skin because I was saying one thing, I want to be cured, and I was doing something else, trying everything but the thing that I needed to get the cure that I needed. My this way is better than that way attitude was not a high vibration. Surrender, trust, now those are high vibrations. Knowing that I was not meant to suffer for the rest of my life helped me find the cure. It helped me manifest my healing. It's more than just a matter of words. It's a matter of faith, a matter of belief. Whether you believe in yourself or a higher power, you must remember that what you put out is exactly what you will get back. Science tells us that the law of attraction is a law of science. Everything vibrates. Everything has an energetic resonance. When we learn to vibrate from a place of joy, love, hope, and laughter, that's where the magic is. We must stop resonating with the what if and the when this and the am I really worth it mentality, because that holds us back. And also the mentality of I know what's better for me than they know what's better for me. I really wanted to cure myself one way. That way was not the way. And then once I got out of my way, magic, magic, magic. It was amazing. So what do you want to manifest today? Claim it, name it, and watch for it. Because just like the young dermatologist who could see me tomorrow rather than in 2 months, your miracle is waiting for you. Miracle exists in many, many forms. Mine started as a tube of corticosteroid cream. I will not get into all the details of what else is going on with my health because you don't want care. You know, I can't imagine you do. If you do, email manifestmondayshow@gmail.com and ask me, what's up with your medical? But anyway, that brings me to the end of today's show. I am so grateful you tuned in whenever you tune in, and I will see you next week. First, I have to hit this little button here.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's beunique.org.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Be Unique Radio's Manifest Monday Show with Mary Brotherton. Come back every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern for more guidance on creating your ideal life. If you have questions about manifesting your happiness, email manifestmondayshow@gmail.com and Mary will respond on a future episode. Remember, friends, the fastest way to manifest your dreams is to speak them into existence. in positive present terms and to always remain grateful. See you next time.